Well, hello, EKN Nation. Welcome to a new edition of the EKN Outlap, our preview podcast that we use to look at the upcoming event that we're heading to. And this one, of course, out to Sonoma, California this coming weekend for the final rounds of the Challenge of the Americas. My name is Rob Howden, joined by David Cole. This is episode number 71 of the Outlap. It's April 10th, 2024. Today's show presented by Factory Carts. Made in the USA. It's not just a statement. It's the mission at Factory Carts of America. Led by four-time Super Nats champion Billy Musgrave, Factory Carts manufactures their frames completely in-house at their Riverside, California facility. Built and designed from the ground up specifically for the American karting market, Factory Carts brings new innovations and solutions that are long overdue. No other karting manufacturer stands behind its product as Factory Carts does, providing a two-year warranty on all their frames. Learn more by visiting factorycarts.com or email Billy anytime at info@factorycarts.com. All right, David, let's bring you in. Let's get underway here. Big weekend coming to wrap up this year's Challenge of the Americas, the event itself, April 12th to the 14th. The track, as I had mentioned, Sonoma Raceway rounds 5 and 6 of the 6 race program. It's crazy to think the 17th season of this program started all the way back in 2008. You could probably go half. Maybe at least a third of the grid, probably half that weren't alive when this thing started.
All the junior, yeah. Majority of the senior drivers, at least right? in 100cc senior, are probably. I don't have the ages here, so yeah, I can't go through it all. But I would say 75% of the over 100 entries were probably not born.
We're probably not even born. I love it. That's karting for you, man. And listen, again, let's just speak to that, because people talk about, hey, is karting strong? You know, it's dying in certain areas. And there are areas, of course, in the country where it's struggling a bit, California being one. But David, you go back and said, I've been doing this for 30 years. The first 15 years, it was back and forth. This series went, brand new series. We've had some stability in terms of series. Challenge of the Americas, Supercarts USA Pro Tour, USPKS. We've had some stability with the series, which is great for the sport.
Yeah, stability is a key aspect to it, because, you know, that's either a success. When you're talking 17 years of a program, yeah. That's success. You know, that's being able to withstand hurdles and different situations thrown at you. You know, certainly we had COVID during 2020. Yeah. So that was something that was thrown at everybody. You know, the Challenge has gone through different things. They've started as a Rotax program, gone to the Rock program for a number of years, and now they're independent and welcoming different manufacturers. So that's part of it as well too. And you know, Andy Saisman has done a great job continuing this program, and it's based because of the sponsors, the industry members that support the program, and of course all the competitors, because if it's without them, there would be no series. So
yeah,
it's been
it's been
you know, that winter series on the West Coast, and it's kind of kept that, and it's evolved with the sport, as you know, a lot has changed since 2008.
Let's have a look at the weather coming up this weekend. Obviously, getting ready to go for what should be a fun weekend of racing, although weather could make it challenging. It happens oftentimes in April when we head to the West Coast and up to NorCal to Sonoma, looking at a potential chance for some rain on Saturday, based on what I'm looking on the iPhone.
It had yesterday when I wrote the scripts, rain on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it's just showing rain on Saturday, so that could be a good thing. It says 64% on Saturday, so I'm going to guess we're going to get some type of rain over the weekend. Hopefully it'll move away, but I think it's going to be a day-by-day, hour-by-hour situation with the weather. But 60s is typically the temperature we get when we go to Sonoma.
Exactly that. We will be running in the 12-turn clockwise direction. 7/10 of a mile on the racetrack. David, let's talk a little bit about the facility itself, because they revised that tic-tac-toe section a couple of years ago. It was a super aggressive section for a time. They did make some changes a couple of years ago. For those of you who may not be kind of up to speed on Sonoma Raceway.
Yeah, it's turns 2, 3, and 4 that is the tic-tac-toe section of that racetrack in this direction, the national layout that they call it. And it was essentially a straight through S's section that you hit a curb, and then hit a right-hand corner.
Well, hold on. It's a right-left-right. It was hit a curb, right. Launch over the next one.
Launch, yes. True. Launch. Right. That is correct. A launch, yes.
My goodness.
So a lot of good videos came from that, but Sonoma Raceway changed it, made it more of a 90-90 and now another 90 section. So it's a tighter section, no straight through. You do kind of rub the curb some. Depending on the category and the conditions and that. So, that's about the only change they've had on the circuit itself, but, the paddock certainly has gone over a, revamp, getting repaved completely. So that's something we'll kind of talk about in the paddock insider when we get trackside.
Indeed. The 13th time since that the series has visited Sonoma, the first coming back in 2008, that first year of the Challenge of the Americas program was actually, there was a rain deal involved in that, wasn't it? Was it supposed to be there?
Yeah, no, it was there. It was supposed, they were supposed to have two rounds there, but I believe the Sunday round got rained out. It was nearly flooded.
That's
the racetrack. And so they moved that round to the X-Plex, which was the Las Vegas karting center there. And so I think they ran three rounds for that weekend to close out the first year of the Challenge.
Run us through the event schedule for this coming weekend. Again, the final rounds of the Challenge of the Americas out at Sonoma. Let's have a look at the event schedule before we head to our first break.
Yeah, same schedule as what we saw in Tucson for the two events there, Wednesday and Thursday, unofficial practice run by the track itself. Then we'll get five rounds of practice on Friday. There'll be two 10-minute sessions, two 12-minute sessions, and then the hot pit session, which will, again, always be a good one to check out and see, as drivers will be able to come in and out of the pits to make changes and go back out. So that'll be a fun session, as it always is with the Challenge. Round five will be held on Saturday with a warm-up, qualifying, pre-final, and finals. The pre-final laps will be 14 laps for all categories except for cadet running 12. Main event set at 20 laps with 16 for cadet. And then we'll do it all over again for round number six, the finale on Sunday with qualifying, pre-final, and finals.
Yeah, we'll wrap it all up there on Sunday as we always do. Folks, this is episode 71 of the EKN Outlap, April 10th, 2024. Rob Howden and David Cole diving into a preview of this coming weekend's Challenge of the Americas. And we come back after this break, we'll go by the numbers and let you know what the entries look like right now rolling into the weekend. What brand is known around the world for its innovation and success? It is Soti Kart. The Soti brand returned in full force during the 2023 season thanks to the new exclusive importer, the Karting Distribution, led by industry veteran Terry Germanovich. The French manufacturer Soti Kart is a leader within the karting industry, offering a wide range of products and services. The Soti Racing chassis line offers product in classes from mini karts to KZ, all based on years of development and championship seasons around the world. Soti Racing USA has expanded its dealer network over the last year, bringing the Soti brand to several local clubs and regional programs. The Soti Racing USA by PK Sports is the official race team, producing many victories in different levels across the board. And the new Pro Race Academy is designed to cater to the next generation of motor racing, helping boys and girls aiming to make their mark. Visit Soti-Racing-USA.com to learn more about Soti Kart chassis or call 954-634-5111 to become part of the Soti Racing USA network today. Soti Kart, the world leader in the karting industry. Fast, fair, and fun. Ignite Karting offers you all of that at an affordable price. Ignite Karting utilizes the spec Margay Ignite K3 with a sealed Briggs & Stratton 206 engine and a Hoosier R80 tire. Everyone in the rookie, junior, senior, heavy, and master's classes compete on the same Ignite K3 chassis, which puts all the emphasis squarely on driver development. Additionally, Ignite Karting is accessible at the local, regional, and national level. Special events for the 2024 season include the Ignite Majors, which began with the annual trip to the Daytona International Speedway in December as part of the WKA Daytona Kart Week as part of both the sprint and road race events. Those in the Midwest can enjoy the regionally based Ignite Challenge, which features 12 races at 6 iconic facilities. Local club programs have also been established in other states all across the country, from Idaho to Texas, Nebraska to New York, with more tracks and clubs joining the Ignite Karting program every year. Be part of fast, fun, and great memories with Margay Racing at an Ignite track near you. All information on Ignite events and Ignite kart packages, including dealers in your area, are available at ignitekarting.com. Get off the couch and onto the track this year. Ignite Karting. Fuel your passion. Prepare for the adrenaline with the best handcrafted materials in karting today. That is the guarantee that Croc Promotion Chassis provides to you. Available here in the U.S. by Croc Promotion USA. Owned by karting industry veteran Ivan Bodnar, Croc Promotion USA is the importer for the European manufactured brand that has been making history since 2017. Croc Promotion is riding into 2024, celebrating two victories in the IAMI Warrior Final with Collie Atkins in senior and Harry Bartle in junior competition. That same chassis for senior and junior drivers is available here from Croc Promotion USA, along with their KZ shifter kart model, 28mm cadet, kid kart chassis, and the four-cycle version for the North American market. Croc Promotion USA has dealers reaching the West Coast, Texas region, and the Midwest, and is looking to add to its network in 2024. Visit crocpromotion.us to learn more about the chassis brand and to become our newest dealer. Croc Promotion, born to ride, ride to live. Welcome back to episode 71 of our EKN Outlap, previewing this coming weekend's Challenge of the Americas finale at Sonoma Raceway. This show brought to you by Factory Karts. Shout out to the whole Factory Kart family. Thank you so much for being part of the EKN family as well. David, let's go into by the numbers right now. You had mentioned it earlier, over 100, 104 pre-entries coming into the weekend. Oftentimes at Sonoma, we do get a lot of walk-ups with the local drivers because there is a pretty good club contingent that runs there. They don't always all jump in immediately. I think we're hearing about a number of drivers who are already getting ready to sign up at the racetrack. But all told, 104, up significantly from the 75 in race number two at T2 at Tucson. That was not a well-supported event, which was disappointing, but a 33%, plus 33% increase from that one. 114 from the first race of the season, standing as the high watermark. But if we get, 10, 11, 12 walk-ups at the track, we'll be able to go with our largest event of the weekend, or the year, rather.
Yeah, it's great to see the bounce back from the T2 weekend that we did have. I wouldn't be surprised to eclipse that 114 we saw at the opening round. As you said, a lot of drivers do like to register at Sonoma track sites, so that's going to be something we'll watch once we get into the track Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, confirming those last bit of entries. But the big one is senior 100cc at 36 drivers. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if we get 40. And I think this is going to be one of the largest fields ever at the Challenge of the Americas. I'll have to confirm that with Andy Saisman. I think we got close to this number prior to in another event at Sonoma, possibly. So we'll double check on that. Maybe some of the old Rotax senior categories maybe got close to this, but in recent years, we haven't seen a field this large in a long time.
Yeah, two of the categories actually with their season high, right? Cadet 60cc had 13 at the opener, 14 here for Sonoma. A couple of walk-ups will even increase that again. As you mentioned, David, 36 for 100cc senior. There was 30 at the opening round, 20 at round number two. So the biggest senior field of the year, biggest senior field on the West Coast in 100cc on the 2024 season. If that gets to 40, that'll be badass for sure. One up from Tucson for junior 100cc. We go to 24 entries, 30 the most in the opener. Masters at 10. Shifter is actually bouncing back from just the 8 that we had at T2. Second weekend at Tucson. We'll talk about some of the drivers coming in to run that ran the first one, didn't run the second one, who are back here for the finale. And then 7 drivers in the master shifter category. We had 12 of the opener. I would love to have seen, at least break 10 for this one here. But again, you never know with some of those drivers. They may come out of the woodwork, David, as we get set to roll into the weekend.
Yeah, we might get the double digits there in Shifter Masters. There could be a few drivers that are sitting on the edge. You know, Challenge in America has tried to do add the Shifter Limited category, that is a local option category or local class at the Rock Sonoma program. Only got about five drivers to commit to it, so they didn't add it because they were looking for at least 10. But I do know a couple of drivers from that category are going to race in the Shifter Masters division, so maybe we'll get a few more to add on once we get trackside.
Yeah, and as of course we get rolling into this Outlap podcast, we will go class by class, and when we do, after this break that we're going to head to right now, we'll come back and we'll talk gearbox. We'll go Shifter Senior and Shifter Masters after this break. Since 1933, DID has been designing and manufacturing high-quality chains that are chosen and utilized by the world's best power sports athletes and is the winningest chain brand in the industry. From the hairpin turns of MotoGP to the local circle track and everywhere in between, DID has a chain offering for all level of power sports, and they are designed to outlast and outperform the competition. DID's kart chain lineup offers variations of chains, from high-performance sealed chains to the industry-leading, non-sealed, 219 HTZ chain. The DID SDH pin treatment is the unique design that allows for a lighter chain for less rotational mass, yet still keeping a high tensile strength for peak performance. DID also offers various levels of 4-pitch and 5-pitch chains to fit your drive chain needs. With over 90 years of experience, stay driven with DID. CRG is one of the most iconic brands in karting, and we're primed and ready for the 2022 season with new material and a never-ending focus on winning. CRG Nordam is the North American distributor for all CRG products. Based outside of Houston, Texas, CRG Nordam supports CRG dealers across the continent, reaching every corner of North America. The CRG KT5 is our new chassis for tag and shifter racing, and it's been designed specifically for the U.S. market. The KT5 features 30mm construction with a 32mm front loop to increase front grip. CRG's new Ven 13 brake system is cutting-edge technology with a master cylinder that allows for pressure regulation within the system. Drivers can customize brake pressure to their own requirements to improve feel and to avoid brake lockup. The kart is finished with new KG 507-508 bodywork that has refined aerodynamics and reduced weight. For cadet drivers, the 2022 CRG Black Mirror is already logging positive results to start the new season. This chassis will be making big waves in 2022. Longtime CRG drivers will be happy to know that the CRG Rogue Rebel, the standard in quality and performance, is still available. With four-cycle racing enjoying consistent growth in North America, CRG's FS4 chassis is the ideal choice for racers in brakes and Stratton competition. From pure racing to karting entertainment, many tracks, both indoor and outdoor, have made the switch to the CRG Centurion rental kart line. Five different models, for both gas-powered or electric engines, can fit any track's needs for a new rental kart fleet. CRG Nordam has a full inventory of rental carts available for new and existing facilities. For more information on the CRG product line, head to www.kartcrg.com. And to inquire about a North American dealer near you, please email us at info@kartcrg-nordam.com. Cometic Gasket is a leading worldwide supplier of gaskets and engine sealing solutions for karting, automotive performance, power sports, original equipment, and the remanufactured engine industries. Cometic karting gaskets are available as OE replacement top-end kits or as individual gaskets and seals. Just like competitive karters, Cometic can operate on the fly and has the unique capability to customize any gasket to meet specific engine requirements and clearances. All of Cometic's fiber materials are asbestos-free and do not require any additional sealants. Viton oil ring cylinder head seals are used in each two-cycle kit, and Cometic's four-cycle engine kits feature only the most advanced multi-layer steel head gaskets. Cometic can tailor to engine builder-specific needs through bulk ordering and packaging flexibility. Cometic gaskets are must-haves for championship-winning teams across multiple disciplines of both professional and amateur motorsports. Comedic Gasket, sealing championships since 1989. Back at it here on the EKN Radio Network, episode 71 of the Outlap, as we dive into a preview for this coming weekend's finale at the Challenge of the Americas. We talked about great numbers in the senior 100cc categories. Not a ton in senior shifter, a little down from the top level of 17, but still 13 drivers still to go on the year. Four different winners: Daniel Vasile, Kyle Wick winning at T1, Michael Avancino and Nick LeDuc scoring the wins at T2. Avancino comes into the weekend as the point leader by 30 points over David Williams, who had a really strong weekend at T2. Then, of course, Keon Tandon at 71 points and Alan Shudo at 84. All four of those drivers still in the hunt for it, David. Very similar field to what we had at T1.
Yeah, well, we're going to see the return of Kyle Wick coming back along with a number of other GFC drivers, Jacob Gulig, Jonathan Vitolo, and Ethan Buer, who were not at T2. So a number of those drivers are coming back to compete at the Sonoma weekend. Of course, Sonoma, Hunter Pickett, another one as well, who basically is just a dominator at Sonoma. So he's going to essentially be probably him and Gulick, and then Wick, of course, are going to be the kind of the drivers to watch and setting the pace throughout the weekend. But, you know, it'll be an interesting and fun weekend to kind of watch the championship, because obviously those drivers missing the T2 weekend are not going to be in the championship hunt. So we're going to be watching Avancino and David Williams, both racing under the Ron White Racing banner on the CRG. So they'll be kind of going back and forth. And then Keon Tandon still has the opportunity to come in to kind of shake things up in the championship chase. So maybe he'll get some luck and some help from his GFC teammates, along with the veteran Alan Shudo, who just won at the California Pro Kart Challenge event at Button Willow a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, it's still great seeing Alan out there hammering out, man. Yeah, I think back to the days of him running as a junior karter in the SCUSA amateur nationals, and then, of course, stepping into the forefront of national racing. He's been around the sport for a long time. So Alan,
and he's a master. And he's a Masters driver.
He could be kicking ass in Masters if he wants. That said,
I just had to rub that in for you.
No, that's fine. Drop the hammer on it. Why not? Speaking of Masters, seven drivers in the category, and it's interesting because we got a couple drivers back from round number one, right? Yeah, Cody Hodgson and Bud Grossenbacher. Actually, Grossenbacher did run round two, but Cody Hodgson didn't. So he is back again, which I like to see Cody back out of here, and a local driver from NorCal. So he'll be ready to get out of here. Grossenbacher, a winner. Then he had the issue at T2 in the opening round. Rob Kozakowski ended up getting the win there. Grossenbacher coming back to second. But he leads Michael Faker by 90 points. Kozakowski back by 119. And, of course, Hodgson by 236, completely missing the weekend. But so we mentioned Grossenbacher. He's going to be quick, right? Rolling the TB cart, going back and forth between his rock shifter and his KZ. Michael Faker and Rob Kozakowski, I think they got a pretty good battle back and forth between each other, kind of right there behind Grossenbacher in terms of pace. Hodgson, we already know he can run with Kozakowski, but David, we got a Sonoma local coming in, like we often do, who you know is going to be one to watch all weekend long, right?
Yeah, Patrick O'Neill with Ron White Racing on the CRG. He's always fast at Sonoma. Every time the challenge comes there, he's always one of those drivers to watch. So, yeah, you throw Hodgson back into the mix, Grossenbacher. So they'll be kind of setting the pace. You're going to have Faker and Kozakowski kind of sitting right there. So where's O'Neill going to fit into that? Is he going to be in between trying to get to the top two, or is he going to be back there with the two drivers chasing Grossenbacher in the championship? So that's going to be kind of the good little fight there. You'll have Colin Livingston. He was at T2. He'll be back for the third event of the season, but also two new drivers in Marcin Kolada, Ron White Racing entry on a CRG, and of course O'Neill as well, a new driver for 2024.
And hopefully we'll get some walk-ups in that category. As we said, there's quite a bit of drivers that run the Shifter Masters category up in NorCal. Hopefully we'll see them come out. So again, solid entries, 20 all told. I would expect, David, have you seen the schedule? Are they going to run them together and score them separately, or are they going to run separate? Do you know yet?
They'll run separately because of the numbers now. We're at 13 and 7, so they'll run separately as the schedule says right now. And I would assume with more drivers entering, it'll be good to have them separated.
Sure enough. All right, another break. When we get back, let's go 100cc senior, 100cc junior. David Cole and I will dive into these two massive categories, 36 and 100cc senior, and right now at this time, 24 and 100cc junior. We'll be right back. All over the karting world, everyone knows OTK is the gold standard for quality and performance. In the U.S., OTK USA is the source for all things OTK. From the legendary Toady Kart brand to the race-winning Cosmic and Esprit chassis, and now the new Red Speed and EOS brands, OTK quality is second to none. All five brands are winning races and championships across the country in national programs like the Ruck Cup USA Florida Winter Tour and the Challenge of the Americas, the SCUSA Pro Tour and Winter Series, and the Pro Kart Challenge, the United States Pro Kart Series, and the WKA Manufacturers Cup. And OTK products are also front and center on the podium of club and regional races from coast to coast. To learn more about a specific product line, you can find the OTK USA dealer near you, whether it's Toady Kart, Cosmic, Esprit, Red Speed, or EOS, visit www.otkusa.com. Specific chassis territories are still available, so kart shops interested in adding a winning component to their product lineups can contact OTK USA directly. Motor mounts. They keep your engine attached to your chassis, right? The answer is, they're much more important than that. Your motor mount is critical in transferring 100% of the power from your engine through to your tires and the racetrack. You need this to get on the podium each and every time you race. Odenthal Racing Products is here for you, providing the best motor mounts on the karting market today, all designed to make sure you're using all the horsepower you pay for. Odenthal Racing Products is a family-owned and operated business with decades of karting experience in providing products with unmatched quality and value for our racing community. The Pro Series mount for two cycle engines, which is available in 0, 5, and 8 degree inclinations, provides a rigid structure to help keep vibration to a minimum without adding too much weight to your setup. The 4-cycle Easy Set system is one of the most popular mounts for the Briggs & Stratton 206 power plant. Multiple mounting holes provide the most adjustability depending on your chassis and seat placement. To ensure a tight fit to your chassis, our ORP wedge clamps get the job done, and they feature a number of design updates to provide a lower profile and lighter weight. The clamps are available from 28mm to 32mm in both standard and Euro-style sizes. And now, Odenthal has also revolutionized the karting industry with its new EZGP camera mounting system. Designed to mount anywhere on your chassis with one or two cameras, the ORP EZGP camera mount is your solution to capture that onboard winning moment. Head to OdenthalRacing.com and find a dealer near you. Odenthal Racing Products, proudly made in the USA. Established in 1999, PSL Karting has become a powerhouse within the karting industry for North America and around the world. PSL Karting is your complete source for all Burrell Art products as the North American importer, providing this top quality product through both their expansive dealer network or through the PSLKarting.com online store. Whatever you need is available 24/7 online, including safety gear, parts, components, and full karting packages. All three brands, Burrell Art, Ricardo Kart, and Charles Leclerc Karts, are in stock and ready to hit the track. Grab your winning chassis for any category by visiting PSLKarting.com to find your nearest dealer. PSL Karting is always looking for interest in new dealers and teams to help create new business relationships. Drivers looking to take their talents to the next level can join the Burrell Art North America race team, competing at all the major U.S. and Canadian events this season. When you're ready to win, go with PSL Karting. Cruising through this edition of the EKN Outlap, episode number 71, brought to you by Factory Karts, as we dive in to the preview of this coming weekend's Challenge of the Americas finale up in Sonoma. 100cc senior, David had mentioned, and by the numbers, 36 could be the biggest grid we've had. It may be close, but if we get some walk-ups and hit that 40 mark, this could be the biggest ever field in Challenge of the Americas history. 17 years, we could have 40-plus in this category, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Three different winners on the season. Keegan Kaminsky won at both races, T1 and T2 in Tucson. Chris Martin and Dylan Archer scoring wins as well, although Martin with the more consistency leads, but not by much, David. Just 7 points separate Kane Martin and Keegan Kaminsky. Josh Campbell's back by 26, Dylan Archer by 70, and then Gutierrez a little bit farther back, right, 163 points. Gutierrez back after, but still some consistent runs for him. That said, now we talked about the fact that we got 36 already. Are we not, Josh Campbell, not on the list, I see.
Yeah, Campbell's not on the entry list, was a competitor at the USPKS last weekend, not on the entry list this weekend. So I'm assuming he's not because he is in college. So I don't think the back-to-back weekends is going to suit his schedule. Yeah. But it could be a walk-up because we do know he didn't go to – he was at Tucson, but only there on Saturday and Sunday. Didn't even do any practice sessions on Friday because of school. So was not able to confirm whether he'll be there or not.
All right. So we talked about Keegan Kaminsky already. Chris Martin, of course, for the Karting Collective. Watch for him to be quick. I think we haven't really mentioned Ryan Pursing yet. He's not in the top five in points, but David was very good at Tucson too. So I got to think that Pursing with Nash Motorsports is going to be a factor this coming weekend as well.
Yeah, that flip on in the main event on Saturday and T2 kind of jinxed his weekend. Didn't come back on Sunday as quick as he was on Saturday. So we'll see if he's able to bounce back in Sonoma. That'll be a kind of good measuring stick. And yeah, Chris Martin coming back, didn't go to T2 after winning T1 Sunday main event. So could have been in the championship hunt had he had a good T2 weekend, but did not attend. So but going to Sonoma, it's his home track. So we've got to expect him to be up towards the front and be one of the contenders, as you said, along with Pursing.
Yeah, one of the drivers we talked about at T2 as well. And of course, at the home track, Gino Sandoval, who races with Karting Collective. Again, that's the home track there for Nick LeDuc's program. You expect them to, you know, really have a good feel for, especially coming out of the gate quickly. And the other addition I saw as I scrolled through the entry list here, David, it kind of jumped out at me quickly because you know we're going to be talking about him up front, and that's Oliver Calvo. Right, Calvo running for Speed Sense. This is a guy that is a top national level 100cc driver. Definitely going to be in the fight when we get there on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Calvo is a Sonoma regular. Done very well there. Done very well nationally as well too. I believe multi-time summer nationals winner. But yeah, this field, I just counted, I believe I counted 26 drivers from California. So there's a lot. And when I say California, I'm talking probably most of them are Northern California drivers. So yeah, there's a lot, there's going to be a lot of locals, at this event, including, as you said, Calvo, living in Stockton, nearby Stockton, California. So, this will be a very interesting class to watch. You know, I mean, we saw very heated competition at Tucson, both T1 and T2. I think this one's going to be a little bit more amped up because a lot of these drivers have a lot of time at this racetrack.
Yeah.
Know the ins and outs. And if we do have rain on Saturday, that's going to just throw a whole wrench at everybody, I think. So,
and listen, David, what we love about Sonoma, right? We talk about Tucson, lots of passing opportunities. There are a plethora of passing opportunities at Sonoma. Turn one, into tic-tac-toe, back over to what turn six, you know, there's like at least six places to pass at that racetrack, even more in the wet when you're kind of throwing it inside outside. So this is going to be some epic racing coming up this weekend.
Well, not to mention you're going to the last corner. So if you get a good run, there's a good, because we're going in this clockwise direction, you're going to have possibly some photo finishes coming to the line. So,
agreed.
This one's going to be a doozy. This one's going to be fun to watch all weekend long.
24 drivers lined up for 100cc junior winners on the season, similar to this 100cc category, where we had drivers start with a win and then cap with a win. It was Kaminsky in senior. It's Nico Sarfati in 100cc junior. He won the first and fourth races. David Yabara and Nick Eggleston winning those other events on kind of in the middle there. Sarfati comes in with a 29-point lead over Nick Eggleston. David Yabara back by 31. that's the closest run up front with the three drivers. Peyton West got 111 bought back. Archer Eversman 165 back. But David, interesting, we learned about this last week, that David Ybarra not going to be making the run, which kind of surprises me coming in with a shot at a championship.
Yeah, Ybarra, again, another driver who was at USPKS last weekend at his home track in Texas, not making the trek to Sonoma, so not doing the back-to-back weekends. As you said, only 31 points out of the championship. So he had a provisional win taken away, I believe, on one of the days last month. So interesting situation. Yeah, in the championship hunt, not electing to compete at the finale. But we do have some two, essentially will be now two drivers fighting for the championship, be it any kind of catastrophic-ish situations for Serafati and Eggleston. Eggleston coming in as the defending champion. So not too many drivers have done back-to-back. I don't even think we've had a junior driver go back-to-back. I'm going to look at that real quick while you kind of skim the entry list there.
Yeah, well, so let's throw a name out that'll amp this thing up a little bit, right? We've seen the battles, you know, we talked about already. Serafati, Ybarra, Eggleston, Westcott's been in there as well. Eversman's been right there. We'll kind of dial things up to the next level when you bring Super Nationals winner Turner Brown back in here. Turner's going to be running this weekend. Again, a driver out of Northern California. So a driver with a ton of experience on the track as well. So Turner's really going to be a guy, I think, to watch throughout the weekend. We mentioned Peyton Westcott already, but there's been so many good drivers that have kind of started to come to the forefront. You throw out names like Luca Popescu, Dean Peterson, who was kind of in the fight at T2 as well. Former Super Nationals winner moving up a couple of classes. Jackson Gibson. You know, Mateo Calderon as well, David. There's another driver who is, again, a San Jose driver. His dad, of course, Carlos, a racer himself. They spend a lot of time up at Sonoma. So I think for Mateo, who really wasn't kind of in the fight in 100cc junior, either the Tucson races, you bring him back home after getting the season started with a couple of runs and then back to the home track. You know, that's always a big thing, I think, to come home, take a little pressure off for some of these drivers.
Yeah, he knows that racetrack very well and does very, and, you know, adapted to the full size carts moving up from 60 cc last year. So this could be his breakthrough weekend going back to the home racetrack, because they feel like he's got it. It just hasn't been able to show it at other racetracks. So we'll see kind of how he steps up and kind of performs this weekend at his home racetrack. So, yeah, looking back. Tristan Young, the only junior driver to go back to back, and he was the only driver in 2022. So that helped in his back to back championship runs. But yeah, other than that, dating back to 2008, we have not had back to back weekend or champions in the junior category.
There you have it. So other names, I think I'll just throw out there because we'll be talking about them. Alex Rantala was pretty good in the first couple of rounds. We'll watch for him to come work his way to the front. David, who else you got in there? Maybe Johnny Stamps. There's a number of pretty quick drivers. Peyton Phan had a couple of really good runs as well in Tucson.
I'm going to say about 15 to 20 drivers are in contention.
How about that? Sure enough. We could just sit here and name the entire field.
Yep. Right? Yeah, we'll have our preview up tomorrow. You can look at all the entry lists and you can decide for yourself who's going to be in contention.
That's true. All right, one more break, folks. When we get back, we'll wrap it all up. 100cc Masters, 60cc Cadet. We'll cap off this edition of the Outlap. In this day and age, if you need something for your karting program, it's just one mouse click away. One of the leading online stores in the sport of karting is TSRacing.com. The Florida-based company has been serving the karting community for decades. TS Racing is one of the few kart shops with technical expertise in all divisions of karting. TS Racing's online superstore features a full range of the products you need to start karting today, or to restock your garage or trailer for the racing season. TS Racing is also the official distributor for Vega Tires. For dirt, road racing, sprint, and the most popular four-cycle tire with Cup Karts North America, a wide range of Vega compounds and sizes are available for your karting needs. Head over to tsracing.com today or call 352-793-9600 to learn more about the Vega tire brand or the many products that they have at TS Racing. There's a new hot-button name in American safety equipment, Stilo USA. Every product with Stilo is focused on safety, comfort, and function. Stilo USA is happy to provide you with the proper safety apparel to keep you protected on the track, and their karting lineup is second to none. The ST5 KRT karting helmet is available for $599. Manufactured using a lightweight and extremely strong composite material, the KRT provides an excellent fit and comfort level due to its dual-density interior foam lining, and it's equipped with a symmetrical visor that offers excellent vision and an effortless central visor locking system. The ST5 CMR standard was developed jointly by the FIA Institute and Snell Memorial Foundation to ensure safer and lighter weight helmets for the younger karters. Drivers rave about the superior comfort levels, lightweight construction, and the unparalleled field of vision. The perfect youth helmet is available for $549. Stilo didn't stop with their helmets either. The newly developed Carbon Curva Rib Protector is unlike any on the market, with its form-fitting solution to offer superior protection. Head to stilohelmets.com to review these and many more products to keep you safe on the track. Stilo. Any competition, one helmet. Winning takes top quality equipment, flawless preparation, experienced coaching, and passion. And at Team GFC, we live our passion. Developed by American karting champion Gary Carlton, the GFC chassis has become one of the newest brands to reach the top of the podium in North America. GFC has garnered victories and championships at all levels of the sport since its debut at the end of 2018. Shifter car drivers are at the front of the field in the GT14 frame, with the SS31 a consistent contender in tag and 100cc competition. Team GFC has arrive and drive packages available for all categories, including the mini and micro classes utilizing the GFC RR5 Cadet chassis. These young pilots have the opportunity to be part of the Team GFC Young Driver Development Program. Learn from one of the best American karters with 28 years racing at the highest levels in the sport, offering personalized training on and off the track. Follow GFC Karting on Facebook and Instagram, or click over to gfckarting.com to learn more about joining Team GFC. GFC, live your passion. Welcome back to the EKN Radio Network, episode 71 of our EKN Outlap. Time to wrap up our preview of this coming weekend's Challenge of the Americas. Looking forward to getting out, flying into San Francisco, heading up to Sonoma, of course, staying in Novato as we always do every year. We are uniting with the whole Challenge of the Americas family to cap off the 2024 campaign. David, let's go into 100cc Masters right now. 10 drivers all told. Really a battle between two drivers right now for the championship. Casey Cook and Matt Ostaguy right in the middle of the fight. We can't really, if we do it right, can't count out Alfredo Anguiano and Travis Irving because they do have points. They're still kind of in the position to potentially battle if they were able to step up big time here. But it's probably kind of down to both Cook and Ostaguy, although a driver coming back, he didn't run one of the races at Tucson, elected to go to senior instead. And that's race winner Greg Welch. He's going to be back in Masters this weekend. You think he can? I guess he could still potentially win this thing, right?
Well, he did the numbers, and that's why he ran senior on Sunday at T2. So he said he's calculated and he's mathematically out of it.
Can't
so
do it. All right.
I haven't done the numbers yet. That's something I got to do later today, and then we'll look at that. But essentially, with Cook and Ostaguy, readily out front in the championship chase. It's pretty much down to those two guys with the others still kind of mathematically in it, depending on the results that we do have over the two rounds of racing. And again, counting best five of six rounds. So that's the other side of it. But no Irving on the entry list. That's one thing to watch. That's I'm not sure if he's going to be a walk-up entry or if he's not competing. So that'll be something we'll have to update once we get trackside. And then also Casey Cook, I believe he just had surgery. I saw he was posting on social media, some Instagram and Facebook stories that he doesn't even remember doing, coming out of the anesthesia. So, Not sure exactly the type of surgery. I don't think it was his full lung surgery, because that would be would knock him out for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's not yet.
So I think it's probably just a little something to clean up or help him breathe a little bit better right now. So we'll get more updates on that, but that'll be interesting to see him coming off out of the hospital on Monday and Tuesday to the racetrack on Thursday.
Yeah, again, it's just, it's always an inspiration to see what Casey Cook's doing here, folks. He's got cystic fibrosis. He is there is a lung transplant coming down the line sooner or later for Casey. He's digging on this. They're trying to raise a bunch of money. We're going to put something up on social media, up on eCard News pretty soon about that, to kind of alert everyone to the fact that they're doing what they can to help raise some money for Casey Cook to be able to put to be able to get this lung transplant happening in the future. But the guy goes out there and still hammers down. You see him at the end of some of these races. He is struggling like crazy. He does a lot of lung exercises to prepare himself before he heads to races. And this is the passion for the sport right here, folks. He could just say, no, I'm going to sit on the sidelines and I'm going to wait, get my lung transplant. And, you know, just maybe I can't race anymore, but this is a guy who absolutely loves it. This is his life, and he wants to do whatever he can to keep going. So again, shout out to Casey Cook, who will roll in here trying to win a championship, battling against Matthew Ostaguy. Another thing, David, is not surprising because we're local. At least three or four drivers locally coming to run as well. Dan Jones and Fred Clark, both running with Ron White Racing out of San Francisco. You've got Jeff Rice with Leading Edge Motorsports out of Stockton. So it's good to have more drivers come out and play here again, especially when we come to your local track, because there's no better way of dialing yourself up and challenging yourself as a club racer or a local racer than challenging yourself with that big traveling series that comes to town.
Yeah, this is going to amp up. You know, we saw that a little bit in Tucson, I think mostly during the first weekend. We had Paul Bonilla and a couple others, Tim Mayer in the second weekend, kind of challenging these drivers that are in the championship chase. So we're going to see that again with Jones, Rice, and the others that are joining in. So we're going to have a pretty good little battle. Again, you only need a couple drivers to race. So when you get these guys together, it's going to be a good one. A lot of drivers going to be in contention, I think, all weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to jump over real quick. Like, there's 13 drivers who have already run this year in this category, right? And we're adding another four. So if everybody ran kind of the entire year, we'd have like 17 to 20 drivers. And I think that's one of the things we need to look at when we start looking forward to 2025 and this program, which has not really grabbed the numbers we expected. I think we all expected numbers in the 130s, high 130s this year based on momentum from last year. Again, like I said, in the end, we're probably going to have 17 or 18 drivers on the points list for 100cc Masters. And indeed, if everybody came to every race, all of a sudden this thing would continue to grow. So that's just one thing I wanted to throw out there. It's not like, we have 10 entries this weekend, but if everybody came to all the races, we'd be 18, 19, 20. So hopefully we'll see more momentum for 100cc Masters. You know how much myself and yourself, we're Masters guys. We love to see guys 30 and up, 40 and up, 50 and up out there having some fun. So hopefully that will grow in coming years, right?
Yeah, we saw that at USPKS this weekend. They had 15 drivers, and Nate joked about it in our debrief. There was only one race where there was a penalty the entire weekend. Wow. And that was really cool. And it was good racing, a lot of back and forth, a lot of different drivers in contention. So that's kind of what I think we're going to see this weekend with 100cc Masters.
Let's wrap things up with the 60cc cadet category. 14 entries coming into the weekend. And interesting that there are a couple of drivers have won twice. Braden Wagner has won twice. Nathan Ramirez has won. Nathan Ramirez has won twice. Daniel Ramirez. We didn't get two Ramirez. It messes me up.
I know. I forgot to put. Yeah, I forgot to put Daniel Ramirez. Yeah.
They both won twice. But they don't. They're not the point leaders coming in, right? Which I love the fact that when it's a four race program, you got to lay the time down and lay down all the results you can get it done. It's actually Drew Jensen, David, who is actually leading the way by 1 point over Wagner and 20 over Tarango, Lucas Tarango. But nonetheless, Jensen is the leader coming in for Santa Racing.
Well, championships are won by consistency, and he's been on the podium three rounds of the four rounds that we've had. Where, you know, you talk about Wagner, he's only done two podiums, and that was his two wins, while Ramirez wasn't even at the opener. So won the two main events at T2. So he's actually sitting seventh in the championship back by 156 points. So I haven't done the calculations yet, but that's pretty close to being mathematically out of it, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, Jensen consistent. He's been kind of right there all weekend or all series along. Came out as a top qualifier in the opening round, just hasn't quite been able to get back to that number one spot yet.
Yeah, if he breaks through this coming weekend at Sonoma, he could leave as the champion. Lucas Tarango's kind of been that same guy, David. Not able to get a victory, but he has been very consistent, only 20 points back right now. Ethan Goh, another driver who showed good speed throughout the year. Ethan, 62 points back, but not on the list right now. Either is Hudson Hidalgo either. So a couple of drivers in the top five in points not making the call here, or top six in points rather, not making the call for Sonoma.
And they could be walk-ups because I believe they're Northern California-based drivers. I know Aiden Goh was at USPKS this past weekend. I'm not sure about Hudson, but I believe they're both Northern California drivers, so maybe waiting to get trackside to be able to enter. So, if they do, that bumps up the number even more to have the best total for the season on 60cc.
Biggest field of the year, though, of the season for this category here. We do get the return of Cason Hodge for Karting Collective. He'll be back in the field as well, Dave.
Yeah, Cason was a top contender, if I recall, it was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2022 when he won the Micro Rock Championship.
That's it. Yeah.
And looking at the past championships, both mini and micro, we've only had one driver go back-to-back, and that was Michael Davis in 2008-2009. Wow. So Braden Wagner, again, last year's champion in the mini category, has the opportunity to go back to back with a solid weekend there in Sonoma.
So, David, let's wrap things up, folks. As you know, this will be an eCan Trackside Live event. We'll have the live coverage on ecartingnews.com/live. All the audio commentary will stream through the live page on the website, also streaming through the eCan Radio Network. So if you're down the eCan Radio Network app to your phone, you'll be able to listen right through your mobile device or through any website at ecartingnews.com/live. We'll be hammering the social media platforms as we always do. I always try to see if we can't give you guys some background and just some images from the event, just to get a good feel for what's going on. Easy way to follow that to pick us up is either obviously go to the account itself, but our hashtags will be, because you can use, if you're a racer, hashtag this as well, or tag us and make sure to tag us on all your social media so we can share it on the story, especially on Instagram. But hashtag ECAN at Coda, hashtag the challenge, and hashtag Sonoma is what we'll be using throughout the weekend. David, time to wrap up this year's Challenge of the Americas. I always like it when it's championship time. I always love going to Sonoma. The rain will make things interesting.
That is correct. The rain is going to make things a lot more interesting. You know, it's kind of boring when it doesn't rain in Sonoma. But
I don't know about that.
But yeah, we're going to see some great racing, great images, great food, and wrap up this championship. So we're going to crown six champions for the 2024 Challenge of the Americas.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun on Sunday to see who stands on top of the podium winning those championships. And again, big thank you to the good folks at Factory Carts for being our presenting sponsor of this edition of the eCan Outlap. That wraps things up for everything here in the studio here now. David Cole and I, of course, flying out to San Francisco and then driving up to Sonoma tomorrow. So we look forward to seeing everybody trackside throughout the weekend. If you're not yet entered and thinking, hey, maybe I want to run this weekend, do it. Come out to Sonoma, bring out your equipment, go racing, be part of this fantastic event. Not only is a great family with the Challenge of the Americas, they run an absolutely tremendous event. Great race direction crew, and of course, everybody involved in the challenge, top notch for sure. We hope to see you out at Sonoma, folks. Again, wrapping up this year's Challenge of the Americas. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the eCan Outlap. We do appreciate it. On behalf of David Cole, my name is Rob Howden. Bye for now.